Today on a very special volume of The Grind with Burnside, are the St. Catharines giving up punk rock to focus on a lucrative new business plan? And why are the Mad Caddies being sent to Russia? And the real Mackenzies are poised to tackle the turmoil in the Middle East with targeted punk rock attacks. All this while Edmonton is crowned Canada's murder capital. The Grind Volume 6, The Real Mad St. Caddies Edition.
Welcome back, Punk Radio Cast listeners. This is Burnside and The Grind. We're checking out the Mad Caddies, St. Catharines, and Real Mackenzie show here at the Starlight in Edmonton. Let's just do a little pass the microphone around and see who we have here.
How we doing? My name's Brian. I play drums in the Mad Caddies.
Hi, I'm Bone, the Real Mackenzies.
I'm Mark from the St. Catharines, and I like sheep.
Stay away from my sheep.
All right, well, I've kind of broken my interview up to three different groups, so...
One group.
Just, I'm going to be all over the place, so bear with me in my weird questions. I'll start the first one off with Mad Caddies here. You guys have recently just come back from Europe, right? Some big festivals over there?
We did a couple festivals on this last tour. The one coming up in August is more festival stuff. But, yeah, we played a few festivals.
Were they festivals or festivuses?
Well, yeah, there's definitely a difference. Europe, like, certain...
It gets broken down into categories in Europe. There's a festivus, there's a festivule, and then there's a festival.
Explain which...
Well, like, difference? In France, for example, when there's maybe five bands and they put it in, a skate park or something like that, that's a festival.
All right.
Well, they call it a festival. We call that a festivus.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, think of it in terms of, the A&W burger family.
Mama Burger, Papa Burger.
Yeah.
A teen.
So which one would be the most popular? The teen burger. The festival.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yes, we have played a few of those.
I was actually in Europe a few months ago, caught up with... This is a standoff.
Yeah.
Big D and the kids' table. Saw them in Paris, and I was mad that I couldn't, schedule my trip to catch you guys.
You saw Big D in Paris?
Yeah, on Battlefire, the boat.
Oh,
yeah.
That's where we were. I guess we played with them in. We only played in Vienna and Switzerland with them.
Yeah.
There was one in Paris that was gonna happen, but whatever.
Didn't pan out.
This is a standoff, though. We played a few shows with those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys started the tour off here with a date in Victoria at the Ska Fest. Anyone care to talk about that?
It was scarific.
I thought it was really cool, and actually Bone had the quote of the evening that it was called the Ska Fest, and there was only really one ska band that played.
That was the dude from the Specials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neville. That's pretty much the only...
And the first band was kind of ska, too.
Were they? Yeah. I didn't really watch them.
Yeah. You guys weren't even there yet, were you?
But yeah, it was good. It turned into it was a good time. They had a a roller derby or something.
Yeah.
What was the deal?
That was roller girls.
That made me horny.
Yeah.
Roller derby girls.
It did.
We never really understood the rules or what happened. Well, we kind of know the rules. We didn't understand what was going on while it was happening. So the only thing we were doing is just cheering the ref.
What else are you gonna do? There's big sweaty chicks knocking each other down on roller skates.
Yeah, just wiping out.
Just gotta cheer, right?
Yeah.
Just like the ref, and go around, and then she comes back and ref. That's all we did for half an hour.
Hey, can we pan in on my fans? We got some fans.
Let's get a shot of some of the fans out here.
Woo! That was your 15 minutes.
Turns out it was just like 3 seconds.
With inflation.
Going back to Mad Caddies here for a second. I'm bugging a guy whose phone is ringing. Go ahead and get that if you want. Oh, I can't step in the way of that.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go for it.
Do you live in Edmonton?
No.
What the hell are you doing here then?
You guys are not coming to Lloydminster, so.
So you live in Lloydminster?
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yep.
Edmonton is the murder capital of Canada.
It is.
Have you killed anybody?
Not today.
It used to be.
Oh, shit. Edmonton.
All the killers came here.
All the killers came here. Right.
Better job, more jobs in Alberta, right? So.
More hitman, more mob.
It's the Alberta advantage. murder.
Get out of here.
Who do we have here?
This is little buddy. Heads up. I'm in Edmonton now. You're all dead.
Right on topic. Murders in Edmonton. Go back to Mad Caddies here. You released your new album on the 1st. It's more reggae based. How has the response been from their fans so far with the new material?
Good. There are a few more slower songs, but then there's faster songs too. We ended up with like a lot more songs than we needed for the record. And the ones that everybody was kind of more into were more of the songs that everybody liked were just ended up being slower.
Yeah.
If the songs are too slow, you can enjoy them with a doobie. Yeah. I did, and it's great.
It always works.
Exactly. Good.
After the show in Halifax, on the very last day of this tour, you're going to be flying back, or driving back,
I guess?
To
New York.
You're going to New York?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not jumping onto the...
Why, do you need a ride?
No. Thanks for the offer, though. Warped Tour after that, though.
Yeah, in August.
August.
Yeah.
You guys are doing the Warped Tour?
Yeah, from Boise, Idaho to San Diego. Why?
I don't know, Ben sucks this year.
Well, then they won't. Because the real McKenzies will be there.
St. Catharines, you drove to Victoria to meet up with everybody else, and then you're driving back again. You're going to get sick of the driving, or is there enough stuff going on the road that you're able to make a big party out of it?
I don't know. The driving part always sucked, and it still does, but I don't know. I guess that's the way it goes. When this tour starts out west, you got to get there. The funny feeling was just like, hey, we made it. It's like, what? We got to go back. We're just there.
You know? Just starting.
We did the whole cross-country thing. So.
Did you do it all in one shot, too? You did it all in...
Well, yeah, one shot.
Straight?
Yeah.
No shows on the way up?
No shows.
I heard, is it true that you guys, to make money, had a car wash? Like, in each town? I heard that you guys were setting up a car wash.
I heard bikinis were involved.
We would get in bikinis and, wash cars and just, more with our boobies.
It's
and
hot, dude.
Yeah, it was pretty hot. We made shitload of money. Actually, I think we should just drop the tour and just do car washes on the way back home.
It does sound like more lucrative business almost.
Fuck yeah.
Going back again to the Mad Caddies here. Read in an interview before that you guys have Pro Tools on your tours with you. Now, does that help with being able to just collaborate with anybody that you're on tour with or that you meet and is able to constantly be working on new material?
We've done, it's a little bit of both. We've done some recording things with other bands. Honestly, recording, actually recording stuff on the road is, it gets kind of hard.
Yeah.
Just because you have to especially with Pro Tools, you have to have a dedicated space to set everything up, and in all reality, you need preamps, you need mics, you need all kinds of shit. But what we do, and you guys do the same thing with mini disc, is
we call it audio surveillance.
Yeah, exactly. We'll record from front of house just onto a mini disc, just two track, and then you can go back and either listen to that. Obviously listen to it, but
either hopefully
at soundcheck if you have ideas or whatever,
crazy remix that you send out to Timbaland.
Yeah, exactly.
How has the internet been affecting you guys within your bands
just well, for
the
checks turned into shit tickets. That means we don't get paid anything.
But
we're selling CDs for $5.
So pick up, if you're coming to the tour, anywhere along the tour here in Canada, make sure you buy merch, because that's how a lot of the money's made now, right?
That's survival. I mean, it's always kind of been that way for us, is like, we don't make money from the show. We're basically sell t-shirts.
Ultimately, it's going to mean bands are going to need to tour more, too, because if people aren't buying the CD, people like to come to the show and buy the CD. It's a genuine article, you know, and it's a souvenir of the show, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, they charge $30 for our CD at HMB, and you can download it for free on the internet.
Yeah.
Get some porn, too. You know? It's
like, while you're at it.
That's a great idea.
Maybe you could download a video of the St. Catharines doing a car wash event, right?
Or doing it in a car wash.
When I listened to a bit of the interview you did with Morbio Punk there, you were saying that you were going to do some
whale watching?
Whale watching. How did that go?
Oh, they were hot, dude. We watched them. We smelled them. But no, we didn't end up going.
No? They went too hot. Thanks. Now you got to
watch some seals, though. We saw some seals. And we took some water from the Pacific, and we're going to drop it in the Atlantic and try to fuck shit up with the ecosystem over there. Maybe some fishes would be like, whoa.
You guys talk about that BBW club that you guys went to in Victoria, the Big Bottom Women Stripper Club. No?
Those are the whales, yeah.
Yeah, I love big women. I think Spooner's cool
too, but... Just got to get that out there. I actually saw it right before we left. Well, we had a day off, like we played three shows and then had a day off. I saw it was kind of actually really creepy, a baby dolphin dead on the beach. It was like this big, and then like 30 yards down the beach there was just a pile of like guts.
Really?
Yeah, it must have been like the umbilical cord and shit in Huntington.
No way.
Yeah, it was kind of gross. It wasn't whale watching, it was dead baby dolphin watching.
America's new favorite pastime. Yeah.
We did see a guy in the rest area that had no hair, but like the bushiest eyebrows ever, like it was going down like that, and we would call him the owl. And there was just a guy with a tiny poodle, and we would say like the owl would like snatch it and like and fly off with the poodle. So that's we saw the owl, not the whales, but the owl.
So watch out for the predators on the side of the road there.
Yeah. Big bushy eyebrows, you can't trust them.
I'll pose this question to all of you guys. You've all sort of been around for a while, you've lots of shows and played with lots of bands that have either influenced you or you're fans of. Is there anybody out there right now that that's really catching your ear that you want to do something with, play a show with, or collaborate with?
Is Zeppelin still going?
Possibly. I don't think so. No, I mean, like,
if you can... There's a band, this band called Dub Trio, that they're like the backing band for Mike Patton.
Yep.
They're fucking nuts. Just really, really cool. We were trying to do something in Europe with them, but it fell through. But I'd love to. I just want to see them, actually.
Avril Lavigne asked us to do a song with her, but like, yeah, it didn't happen.
No? Anywhere in the world that you would like to play? I mean, Guy Caddy's just recently played down in Ecuador. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Some outdated information.
A couple years ago. But.
And playing Russia?
Going to Russia, yeah.
We have in Russia.
How was that? What kind of experience was that?
Awesome. It was awesome. We were terrified to go in there because, you don't know, I mean, no one I know had ever been there. Yeah, stuff like that, you know, or how hard is it going to be to get in the country? We're going to have to bribe people and stuff.
Yeah.
Really, it was easier to get into Russia than it was to get into the States.
Yeah.
And once we were there, it was awesome, man. And I thought Russia was going to be all alien, you know, really weird. It looked like Berlin to me. Huh. And people were really cool. Really cool. I mean, no bands go there. It's going to start.
Yeah, but now it's pumping up. Like, Lagwagon's been.
Yeah. We were the second fat man to ever go there. The first one was No Use for a Name.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And vodka, it's true what they say about Poland and Moscow. Wherever the vodka is really good, the women are hot.
That's a good equation.
Is that because of the vodka, though?
I don't know.
Chuck actually has a theory about, it gets really deep. You'd have to ask him about it, but he has a theory about why there's a higher percentage of hot women in, like, Russia, Poland, like, a lot of World War II.
The Iron Curtain.
Yeah.
The shit's been locked down for so long that it's
pretty much, and when everybody went off to war and ended up, you know, you come back, and there's only, you know, there's, you got your choice of 15 chicks. You're obviously going to choose the hottest one. You're the only guy in town.
Yeah. You don't even need vodka.
Yeah. It's somewhere along those lines. I don't know. I probably fucked the theory up, but
it's a theory that you might have to almost put into practice, right? Yeah. And just test things out.
For sure.
Album, we're writing a record right now, and when it comes out, our manager, our European booking agent, has promised to take us around the world, and we made sure that the Gaza Strip was on there. We're gonna do Israel.
What's
And I know another band, the Frenzel Rom from Australia,
yep.
Did 8 shows in the Gaza Strip, and they said it went off. And you can imagine why, because no one ever goes there.
Exactly.
No one wants to go play Israel due to their political climate and whatnot. And we're gonna do it.
That's awesome. I didn't know.
Yeah.
That.
You want to come? You guys should come with us.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Is Useless ID still kicking around?
I was just thinking that. I'm not sure. Do you know if Useless ID is still around?
I don't know.
I haven't heard anything from them for a while. Israel.
I've never heard of them. I'm still listening.
They must not be around anymore.
No, I was actually just thinking the same thing. There we go.
We're gonna get close to wrapping it up here because we're getting some music in the background. Anything you guys want to add to this?
Any famous last words before you guys play your show tonight?
Oh, congratulations Edmonton for being the murder capital of Canada. You took it from Winnipeg, finally.
Yeah, congratulations Edmonton.
I'll just do mime signs.
If you're listening long at home on the radio, you'll probably have to check out the video for the rest of this. Well, great. I just want to thank you guys for your time.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
We'll see you next time.
Try not to kill anybody on your way up.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll try. I'll see what I can do.
Thanks a lot.
Kill or be killed.
Thanks again, guys.
Interview. We should do this more often. Yeah.
Drinking with your good friends, work for the man, do the best you can to make it to the weekend. Everybody's coming out, we're gonna have a good time. Just forget all the bullshit and everything will be fine. Oh, we're first up in the back, and you can win or fight. The most watched ladies in the lounge for you. Show and start to go, and everybody's swaying. Drinks in the air, and we don't care, cause the band just started playing. Guy walks by with a look in his eye, and we know what he's doing. He's just out to find about faces he can ruin. Fight, 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 you know it's like, you know it's fucking wasted. You're gonna go to the potluck show to rearrange some faces. Fight, 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 and think it's right, just not the road abuser. or she's lying. Your bros all thought you were pretty cool when they saw you deck her. I thought you knew what steroids do with a drunken little pecker. Fight, 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 think it's right, cause you're always fucking wasted. You're gonna go to the punk rock show to rearrange the faces. Fight, 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 think it's right, to stop the road up here.
That was the Mad Caddies with All American Badass. I chose to play that song as a little bit of a tribute to knuckleheads that decide to start fights at punk rock shows. Sure enough, when the Mad Caddies were playing this towards the end of the night, there was a raucous fight that erupted in front of us, bouncers flying everywhere and fists and stuff like that. How anybody had the energy towards the end of that night to start something, I'm not really too sure. All night, it was just freaking hot. Outside, it was probably plus 30. Inside, a lot hotter than that. Definitely a lot of drinks were had by a lot of people, so I'm sure that that kicked up some fighting. But, man, if you have a chance to catch this tour, do it. It's such an eclectic lineup of bands, and there's something for everybody. I just want to give a special thanks to Melanie at Fat Records Canada for setting up the interview, and also to Sean, the tour manager, for everybody involved. And, yeah, make sure you take a look at www.myspace.com/burnside780. I hope to have some video. We have video of the interview. I'm going to put that up in its entirety. Also, the guys in the bands gave me the go-ahead to record some of the concerts, so we'll be putting some footage up from that as well. I think that's about it for this Volume 6, the Real Mad St. Caddies edition of The Grind. We're going to leave you off here with Track and Field Style, the St. Catharines, on punkradiocast.com.
C'en est fait de nous. It's all over for us.